As we approach this weekend, July 18th, which would be Saturday, I wanted to just put out there at the very outset, and you'll give some underlying evidence and support to why we are going to stay at stage 4.5 for at least the next 2 weeks. As we look out and factor in everything that's happening, it's a very volatile environment out there, not just in our state, but surrounding our state, around the country, around the world. So we're going to lock in at 4.5, and we'll be here for, as I said, at least, underscore, at least another 2 weeks. And with that, maybe you could give some of that supporting information on why we made that determination.
Absolutely. Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon, Hoosiers. I'd like to start today with some very frank discussion about where we are as a state with COVID-19. For the second week in a row, the number of positive cases has gone up. We've seen more than 4,300 new cases in just the past week. During the same seven-day period a month ago, we saw just over 3,000 new cases. And we are responding by consistently working to ramp up our testing capacity and sending strike teams to the most critical areas, for example. While we continue to increase our testing capacity, we are having to adapt to the supply and demand issues that have been created by the significant spikes that we've seen in other states across the country. This is similar to what we saw back in the spring and has impacted our ability to get some supplies. It has also increased the wait time for our lab results in many cases. We know residents are experiencing longer waits to get their test results and that they don't know what to do in the meantime. These are external factors that are beyond our control, and we have become skilled at adapting to them. Despite these challenges, we are able to expand our free testing this week with an additional 11 sites around the state. That's largely due to the work we've done to build up our own homegrown capacity. The 11 new sites will send specimens to Indiana labs that are part of the Indiana Lab Testing Network that we announced last month. Having Indiana samples processed by Indiana labs will help speed up the turnaround time for those results. We anticipate a 3 to 5 day turnaround for those results, and our strike teams are typically able to get results within 48 hours, meaning a quick response in our most critical areas where we need to avoid outbreaks, such as nursing homes or industrial facilities that are seeing high numbers of cases. But I want to ensure that we are able to sustain this. We'll still expect to see another surge of COVID cases this fall in tandem with flu season. This will increase the need for testing and supplies in all states, not just Indiana. So the work that we do now to keep our communities safe and ensure that our healthcare system has ample capacity will put us in a better position for the expected surge. Every Hoosier has a role to play in this effort. That means wearing your mask when you're in public and when you can't socially distance outside. It means staying home if you're sick. This is especially important if you've been tested for COVID and are awaiting results. If you've been exposed to a person with COVID and don't have symptoms, you still need to quarantine at home. And if you've been exposed, have symptoms, and think you're positive but are waiting for results, stay home and quarantine and then isolate if you come back positive. We also need Hoosiers to remember that things are going to look different in our schools, at church, and throughout our daily lives for the foreseeable future. We all have a responsibility to do our part in keeping our loved ones, our neighbors, and our friends safe, and we cannot relax our guard. I'm going to talk you through the data so that you can get a better idea of what we're talking about. Today, we reported 700 additional cases of COVID-19 in the state of Indiana, which brings us to a total of 53,370, the number of Hoosiers known to have COVID. Over the past week, our daily count of new cases has ranged from a low of 447 on July 12th to 763 on July 10th. We continue to see hot spots in northern Indiana, Marion County, and southwestern Indiana. We also saw 10 additional confirmed deaths. To date, 2,592 Hoosiers have died of COVID-19, and another 193 are believed to have died from this disease based on their clinical diagnosis. While our daily deaths have dropped significantly from the peak of 50 on April 22nd, any death is a terrible loss for a family, and it's something that we all want to continue to prevent. Our ICU bed and ventilator capacity are holding steady as a state, with more than 35% of ICU beds and nearly 84% of ventilators still available. About 12% of occupied ICU beds are housing patients who either have been diagnosed with COVID or have symptoms of COVID. Less than 3% of our ventilators are being used by someone who has COVID or is suspected of having it. We also have seen more than 586,000 Hoosiers tested for COVID-19, up from nearly 536,000 a week ago. Since the Indiana State Department of Health began providing direct testing, nearly one-third of all tests reported to the state have been done by the Indiana State Department of Health staff or through our partnership with OptumServe. That equates to more than 182,000 Hoosiers. This is free testing, open to any Hoosier. We currently have 35 Optum sites open around the state. Since May 6, Optum has serviced and tested more than 102,000 Hoosiers. This reflects community testing and doesn't include our testing of staff or long-term care facilities, which I'll mention in a moment. As I said earlier, we're seeing longer turnaround times for results due to the national demand for testing. Since May 6, the average turnaround time for OptumServe results has been just over 50 hours. The current 7-day average turnaround time is just under 59 hours, and we have seen some tests take as long as 80 hours due to increased volume nationally. Even if Optum's site appears full online, remember that they're still taking walk-ins beyond the maximum number of appointments. So I encourage Hoosiers to take advantage of these sites, along with the 11 new ISDH testing sites we launched this week. I also want to provide an update on our testing of long-term care staff. In the month of June, nearly 45,000 staff at long-term care facilities were tested for COVID-19. We're still analyzing that data. We continue to work with long-term care facilities to identify outbreaks and send in strike teams to do testing. About 70% of facilities have submitted their historical COVID data, and we are working with the remaining 30% to get that information in so that we can start on the dashboard and list the cases and deaths by facility. We also have the latest data from our partners at Regenstrief regarding statewide hospitalization and recovery to share with you. Regenstrief has looked at over 51,434 cases this week. Of those, about 24% visited the emergency department, which is steady from last week. A total of 7,633 were hospitalized, which represents 15% of all positive cases. That's down slightly from last week. Of those who were hospitalized, 21% were admitted to the ICU, which is consistent with what we've been seeing. That represents 3% of all positive patients. 74% of hospitalized patients have been discharged. Of the remaining 26%, 7% are believed to still be hospitalized. 19% are known to have died while hospitalized. Regenstrief also estimates that 76% of patients have recovered, which is down slightly from last week. While these numbers are holding steady, as I said at the beginning, I remain concerned about the number of overall COVID-19 infections. The 7-day average positivity rate in Indiana was 6.3% through July the 4th. That average has increased to 7.1% as of July 11th. For comparison, our lowest average positivity rate was on June the 18th, and that 7-day average was 4.2%. We also continue to see increased hospitalizations for COVID-19. On June 26, 595 individuals were hospitalized with COVID-19. Yesterday, that number was 881. We've also seen the daily admissions bounce back up. I want these increases to be a cautionary tale to every Hoosier to take steps to slow these numbers so that we can safely reopen our state. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Box. Rachel or Michelle, can we tee up a mask up video that we've got in the queue?
The kids love Rex the dinosaur, as you know, and so when kids enter the museum with their mask, they get a sticker of Rex the dinosaur wearing a mask. We have been slowly opening to members and neighborhood and donor members over the past few weeks. The expectations are high, and our staff absolutely want to be safe, and our volunteers as well, and we want our visitors to be safe. And of course, to kind of lead the way, we put masks on our dinosaurs outside. we've been just so heartened by how seriously everyone is taking wearing of the masks, even the little ones. It's been very heartening and wonderful.
Well, thank you very much for doing that. That just speaks to, Dr. Box, you mentioned we've got to be as vigilant today, if not more so, by the way, than we were back in March.
Right.
And COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon, so it's really up to us to take responsibility for our own actions and the way that we conduct ourselves. So
it shows you that kids will wear their mask when they get to play, too. So
and it can be done.
Hopefully in school.
It can be done. We're seeing that all over the state of Indiana, and that may be why in comparison, maybe we're doing better than some others, but we're kind of living on the edge here day in and day out, and you see as this spread goes from one state to another, and again, that just a volatile environment out there that we see swirling all around us. We got to make sure that we're remaining calm and head down and doing what we can control, and those are physically distancing ourselves, whether you're at work or having a meal out or playing, as you say, and hygiene and making sure we're doing all those, you know, all the sanitation efforts and disinfecting and masking up. All those things add up and they get us to a better place sooner for however long that we find ourselves dealing with COVID-19. And as you say, going into the fall with the flu, you have burned into my brain that we had on average 5 years, 154 deaths on average with the flu, and see where we are right now. So we're anticipating where we're going to be, but we're managing what we can today. And to that point, as we remain in 4.5, Elkhart County will remain in stage 4. We're working with them. We spent a lot of time kind of hand in glove arriving at these decisions with our local leaders. We'll also be updating the executive order that I signed. We'll update the 250. If you're having an event anywhere in the state of Indiana and you've got over 250 people there, we're going to be requiring that you work with your local health department to get approval of that plan. And so as we see festivals and fairs and different events that are drawing in larger numbers, I happened to attend a lunch down in Vandenberg County, and when it went over, when they couldn't physically distance appropriately, so there are very few people at one table, and the tables were all scattered out in an enormous room, but when they got over that limit, folks were in a different room. And so, again, just like the Children's Museum, the largest children's museum in the country, I might add, it can be done. But it's going to take a lot of work on both of our parts. And what we're really appreciative of is this local, not just cooperation, but the collaboration that is occurring. And as we go into the school year, local health departments, local schools, state government, critically important on how this all unfolds as we go through it together. And so this weekend, you'll note that there will be some updates in terms of not just the capacity levels will stay the same, but how we approve events is going to have that local component as we work our way into the fall.